today.
Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head on over to Free Talk Live.
For you there.
Head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you. You actually can create the content that you'll find on the site. You just submit whatever you want as show prep. It appears on the upcoming stories page. It awaits a certain number of votes. Once those votes are achieved, the article or YouTube video or blog post or whatever it is you've submitted will make it to the front page of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Our toll-free number again tonight, 855-453. You can also connect with us on Skype. The username you need, LRN.FM. So send us a request. We'll get you added to our contacts list, and it'll be easy to connect in the future. And some people on Skype will send a message, because you can, without actually creating a call with someone, you can send a message to them via text. So some people will send a message like, hey, can I call in about this? It's Free Talk Live. Really? You can call in about anything you want, so feel free. Anytime you want to call in, it doesn't matter if you're using Skype or the regular phone, you can do it either way. You don't have to ask permission before calling this show. Two, we really don't have time to give you permission. We're taking care of the Skype calls here in our studio. We do not have a producer here on site to screen our Skype calls for us. So all of this we're doing ourselves during the break. And by ourselves, I mean whoever it is that's sitting in the first chair. Tonight, that's me. It might be you tomorrow night, Mark, during the Sunday show. It's a lot to handle, so the last thing we really need to do is to be sending text messages back and forth to people during the breaks.
I think people legitimately believe that most radio shows are being done in a studio with a producer behind some glass wall.
It's probably true
and,
for most radio shows.
Kind of things. That's not how Free Talk Live is done, and I don't think that I don't want to scold anybody for their ignorance in that way. And making an assumption that Free Talk
Live. Did it sound like I was scolding someone?
Just making sure.
Did it sound like I was scolding someone? I was just simply explaining, please, don't ask us permission to call the show. Just do it.
Did that happen in the last break? In the last
it happened within the last 24 hours.
I'm just thinking that maybe that person might feel chastened in some way, and I want to make sure they don't.
Okay. 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, don't ask permission. Just call the show. That's fine. We're talking about schools, and specifically the government schools in this country, and how it is that... and by the way, I'm not a huge fan of private schools either. I just want to make it clear. I think a lot of private schools are just kind of emulating the government school structure and setup. So
I feel the same way. I went to both private and public schools. I felt like I got a better your standard education at a private school. I had teachers that I felt cared more and provided me with a better education.
But a private school is more accountable because their customers are there by choice, and that's one of the huge differences. And as if to prove that you're not there by choice at the government schools, the Rutherford Institute is showing us here some examples of how governments around this country, local governments, are now coming after moms and dads and students with fines and jail time for being late to school or for missing school. So there's plenty of evidence here that this is a coercive system from top to bottom, and right. You do not have a choice.
And it's interesting how many people advocate for this. On Free Talk Live, we have a tendency to disagree with people on the right and the left on different issues all the time. This seems to be one of those issues that we probably disagree with people on the left, some people on the left in some circumstances.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think it totally depends. Like, I agree with, if somebody on the left wants to keep the Bible out of schools, I totally agree with that. I wouldn't want to send my kids to a school where they're shoving religion down their throat.
Our solution is getting rid of government education. Do you think that that's a solution being had by many people on the left to moderate left?
I don't think that people on the right support that either, necessarily. They want to shove their religion down people's throats.
I don't think
or their morality.
I think that the right knows that they've lost the issue of religion in government schools. schools and would like...
It was religious people that brought about the government schools in the first place, the 1800s.
But they lost that battle, and at this point, what I hear more from Republicans, this is just my life,
yeah.
I hear more Republicans saying, yeah, let's get rid of government education entirely than I do, Democrats.
Maybe,
that's
but you also
experience.
Talk to Republicans more often. Maybe if you actually had more conversations with Democrats and you framed the issue in the right way, and that is...
Oh, I'm not trying to convince somebody.
Yeah.
I don't have to convince the Republicans. They already believe it.
I see what you're saying.
I'm with you as far as convincing...
You also live in New Hampshire, so maybe that's another factor.
What's
because Republicans
mean?
And Democrats are different here. Like, Democrats own guns in New Hampshire.
It's not like
Republicans voted for gay marriage in New Hampshire. I mean, so,
Ian,
you know...
I believed in getting rid of government education for longer than I've known you. So
I think you may be generally right, but I don't think that holds true.
That's all I'm claiming. I've made very, very broad and general statements here. Like, I think maybe some, like that kind of statement.
Okay.
I have not laid down any laws here, but what I was saying is that, you know, sometimes we have to go after folks on the left, sometimes we have to go after folks on the right, but, you know, how can you defend? Please, somebody call in and defend. A system where they don't educate people to 80% of New York school graduates can't make it into community college without remedial classes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how poorly they educate you. And then if you're late for this poor education, they throw you or your family in jail, issue fines of up to $200.
Who can defend this is what you're saying.
Who can possibly defend this system?
If you can, please call in at 855-450-FREE. We'd love to hear from you. Again, that's toll free. Brought to you by SACL CA. 855-450-FREE. Let me give you a few more examples, Mark, from the Rutherford Institute, rutherford.org. I've been getting some of their emails recently, and they've got some good content. So the California school system, or there is a California school system where you can get a ticket for being tardy. One ticket can cost a family $250. Tardiness is a particular problem in Los Angeles, where the city's poor transit infrastructure and overcrowded buses often leave student passengers stranded at the bus stops. According to the L.A.
So what's the problem? Just give them a ticket.
Bus Riders Union, 12,000 students received tickets for truancy in L.A. in 2008. Of those students, about 80% received tickets simply for being late to school. In order to avoid the $250 ticket, some parents from low-income households go so far as to keep their children home from school if there's any chance at all that they'll be late. As Barbara Ehrenreich, writing for the New York Times, points out, it's an ingenious anti-truancy policy that discourages parents from sending their youngsters to school.
Why is it ingenious? I mean, the schools get paid for who shows up.
I think she's being facetious, but they're pointing out that rather than have your students show up late and get a $250 fine, just keep them out for the whole day and come up with some excuse as to why, you know, they weren't able to make it to school that day.
Sick.
So take that number there, Mark, 12,000 and times 250, that's $3 million there. $3 million.
That's what revenue is for these tickets?
For the tickets in Los Angeles, $3 million. 12,000 students were ticketed in just 2008 for truancy. Let's go to you and your thoughts here. Let's talk to Jess. She's listening in Madison to WXXM, the Mike 92.1. Hey, Jess.
I'm sorry, Jeff. But anyway,
with F's. Go ahead.
You know what? I know Madison, Wisconsin, and Wisconsin in general isn't exactly what you guys are talking about, and because public education is different everywhere. I know kids who go to the Madison public schools, graduate from other schools around Madison, get into the best colleges, perform way above the national averages on any of the standardized tests, do not need remedial help. There's other kids coming out of those schools, mostly from the poor segments of society, that come out and need all kinds of help if they go to school. My son goes to a school just south of Madison, Oregon, Wisconsin, in the Oregon School District. He's in eighth grade. They now do a ACT test to help figure out where kids should be going into high school.
Mm-hmm.
Across the board, he was 96th percentile in the nation in that test, math, science, English, so on. In his school, he was 84th percentile. So that probably tells you something about at least where that school ranked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that school's a pretty good school.
I have no fears about where my son is going coming out of this public school system.
Great. I know you're going somewhere with your call. Hang on, Jeff. Jeff, hang on. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. Want to make sure you have plenty of time to share your thoughts with us.
Can't out yell the break. It's coming no matter what.
Right. The music is there. So stand by. 855 453. We'll continue with Jeff. Hopefully he can hang through and we'll bring him back. Take your calls as well. 855 453. You can take control. And do you support these truancy fines? This is Free Talk Live.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 6th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1577.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1617.11, $808.55 for a half ounce, or $404.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1617.11, $808.55, and $404.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-FREE. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can get interactive in a variety of ways. The bulletin board system is one of them. Go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners on our BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free like the rest of our website, bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you've been paying into any kind of attention to financial news out there, you've heard about the idea of Bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. They're a computer program, but they're a currency made for the internet. They allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. They give the money owner, the currency owner, complete control over your money. And I mean, many governments around the world, ours, the United States government included, is happy to exercise all kinds of controls over your money. Bitcoins, they take that power away from governments and big banks and everybody but you. You have complete control over your money with Bitcoins. To find out more about Bitcoins, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got information that we've collected there for you to do some research. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. I'm very excited about them.
We're talking about education, and the Rutherford Institute has a piece on how it is that they've come up with a new way to fleece poor people, because, you know, it's typically going to be the poor people that end up getting fines for truancy more often, I think, than rich people. But either way, they're fleecing the people that are sending their kids to these government schools. If your son or daughter is late to school, for instance, in California, you may be facing a $250 fine. 12,000 students given that fine in the year 2008 alone. That's $3 million in revenue for the school district in that particular case. Jeff's on the line with us, and he's talking about a positive experience that he and his son have had thus far in the school system there just outside of Madison. Go ahead with your thoughts, Jeff. Jeff, in Madison? Do we still have you? You're back. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing is that the system works for some people, and probably where I am, and I understand these are not common problems across the country. Nothing is, you know, nothing is the same here as it is in New York or where you guys are, New Hampshire, right?
Yep.
But here's what I'm wondering, and definitely I'm not for the truancy fines. But I've got a question for you.
Yes. Why
would it be a good idea for me to say, you know what, do away with this government school system, because I want to pay for it out of my pocket, when right now, at least from my standpoint, I'm getting a good outcome, and this costs me a lot less, as far as I can see, than it would for me to send my kid to a private school for, say, $20,000 a year.
I don't know that part is true because
well,
we don't.
That's what private schools basically.
Indeed,
cost.
Like, but we live in a world that's true. Private schools cost more currently in some communities than they do elsewhere. But there are also probably, if you looked around, that there was a private school that paid that it was less than the average
right.
cost per student in your community.
But I
understand.
We're uncertain as to what that would cost. We're
right.
uncertain of what it would cost.
It's true. Right. So let me ask you this question. I'm going to respond to your question is why would you want to go ahead and, undo a system of coercion that we have based around public school currently that benefits you? And I would ask you, why would the bank robber who is getting away with his crimes and never going to be held accountable for them want to discontinue robbing banks?
Silly analogy, but
I don't think so. Do you understand? Do you understand? Well, right, there's police in this world, but this is government-sanctioned theft is the point that I'm trying to make. My son...
You know what, sir? Can I interject something?
You're doing it, so go ahead.
I vote for the people who run my school directly. If I don't like how they're running my school, I can get rid of them.
When was the last time your vote made a difference? When was the last time that the vote was separated by one?
You think in a town of 9,000 people, if there are people doing things you don't like on the school board, that they don't get voted off?
I think that your vote is only one vote, and therefore it will only matter if it is 4,499.
This is what I like about libertarians, because really, you don't believe that we live in the society that we actually live in. You think we live in a mythical place that doesn't exist. That's what I really like about
libertarians. No, I think I'm pointing out exactly what happens here.
Well, here's the point. If I'm happy with what's going on, for the most part, I'm not going to vote with my feet. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to.
You're the beneficiary of theft, right? I mean, that's essentially the position that you're in. You're benefiting from the coercive system, and you like it just fine how it is.
And it works. So, but
you don't have any objection to the morality.
Jesus Christ, there is no morality here or there.
Clearly.
My son is having $3,000 taken from his education every year to the benefit of other people's children. That's not morality?
Look what I'm saying.
You don't even want to address that issue. Like, I live in the fantasy world, but you won't even answer my question.
I'm trying to right here. Here's the point. What we do as a society is we do follow our self-interest.
Who is we?
Me, my neighbors, the people who live in Milwaukee, the people who live in Waukesha, we do what we feel is best for ourselves. Now, if we didn't like what's going on in these public schools in Wisconsin, do you think we'd have public schools in Wisconsin?
Then why haven't they gotten rid of public schools in New York City where the 80% of the...
I don't live there.
Well, you can't get rid of this. Mark, calm down. You just need to settle down. Mark, just settle down here. And Jeff, hang on one second. You guys are getting way too heated. Jeff, stand by. Hold on one second here. Look, let me just make something clear. I agree, Mark, that these schools are entrenched. You cannot vote them away. They're not just going to disappear. I proposed turning the schools here over to the teachers at a local school board meeting just a few weeks ago, and I was told that proposal is illegal. So, you know, all the good ideas are prohibited from even being implemented. I cannot vote for one school board member versus another school board member and have any kind of radical effect on this system, Jeff. It's just not possible.
Well, okay, then let me ask you this. What you want is some sort of change, and you say you can't change it, how is it going to get changed?
I think mass noncompliance is really the best choice. Thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He's the beneficiary of theft. I mean,
right.
That's
mass noncompliance in this circumstance means stopping paying property tax. And what the result is if I singularly do that, is that the municipality in which I live is going to come and take my property away from me. And it sounds like, since Jeff is the beneficiary, that he's not going to have a problem with that. You know, this is the society you live in. You live in a fantasy world. Yeah, I live in a fantasy world where taking something from someone without their consent is theft. That's the fantasy world I live in.
And
it doesn't matter whether you're a government or not. The Nuremberg trials said that governments can murder. As far as I'm concerned, if you can murder, you can steal. Governments can steal. I don't think I'm taking a big step here.
That's all it is. It's a system that's based on the threat of violence. And if you didn't believe that, then look no further than these truancy laws, where they're threatening parents now with fines if their kid's late to school. If you don't pay the fine, guess what? You go to jail. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you would like. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free telephone number. You can also connect with us on Skype. Just accepted someone's user request a moment ago. Send us a contact through username lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Archives are available, and a lot of them, going back for years, all the way to late 2006. You can just click and download as many of them as you like. Go to freetalklive.com to enjoy those. Also, if you want, you can connect to our SoundCloud page, soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Not only will you find the regular Free Talk Live show archives there, but you'll also find additional content like the Edgington Post interview series, Mark, that you perform on a fairly regular basis. And also, have you done one since you've come back? You haven't.
I haven't yet. Okay. As far as scheduling, I haven't done it now.
Okay. You will be doing one hopefully in the near future.
I've got one scheduled for early next week.
Great. So you get Edgington Post on our SoundCloud page. Go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Also, every now and then, if there's an interview that Mark or myself participates in, or sometimes some of our co-hosts will participate in, then we'll post that too. So I was interviewed about my candidacy for school board this morning on a local talk show here in Keene, New Hampshire. I took that audio and I uploaded it to our SoundCloud. So you can get that if you go to freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share, and you'll find our SoundCloud link right there.
Phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and accounts receivable is a big old pain in the butt for you, SACL CAI can handle it for you. They'll do it in a fashion that respects you and your clients, because they know that not only do you need to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
We're talking about schools and the new scam that they've got there running, where they're hitting the parents with fines in some cases and jail time in others for their son or daughter being late to school. And, Mark, you'd asked for someone who supports this to call in. 855-453 is the number.
It's not just that. We were pointing out that, you know, the New York public school system is turning out graduates that 80% of which need remedial courses in order to get into a community college.
But the last guy who called in says that's not the case for his school outside of Madison, Wisconsin, where everything's
great.
Some
population that is needs remedial classes to get into a community college. So what level of incompetence is acceptable for the school that I have to pay for?
Well, it doesn't matter. You've got to pay for it either way. Let's go to the phones and talk to Emily. And that's the problem. That's the problem. And I don't think it's ridiculous to suggest that that should not be that way, that you shouldn't be forced to pay for incompetence. You shouldn't be forced to pay for something you don't agree with. If you don't like Walmart, you shouldn't be forced to pay for it. You know, if you don't like to shop at Target, you shouldn't be forced to shop there. Whether you send your kids to the government schools or not, you are forced to pay for them, regardless of your thoughts on the curriculum. And, of course, everybody's got a different opinion about that. Emily is on the line, also listening in Madison to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Emily.
I just want to talk a little bit about preparation for college and what's going on. I'm not a teacher. I don't have kids, but I do pay attention. And what you're going to be, if you look into it, you'll see that there's a lot of bloggers, education bloggers, and teachers who are speaking out about the testing in our schools. And basically, there's a real strong movement from the corporate side, with a lot of money behind it, especially from Bill Gates, who's been putting a lot of money into various groups that push testing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very profitable for the companies, for them to push this testing, push multiple testing, and they're making big bucks off of all the schools.
How does that happen? How does a company make money? Is it like the testing company, the companies that are selling the tests?
The testing company is making money. The ACT test that used to just be used to, when you were going to get ready to go to college, you would take it maybe once or twice. Now they're giving it to juniors who weren't planning on going to college. They're just testing even with kindergartners now.
You know, I never understood it. When I was in high school, I took an AP computer science class. It was basically a programming class. And I aced the class. I got an A. But on the final test, and you don't pass AP unless you pass their test, I failed the test. How do you do that? Well, I was just, you know, in real life, you can look at a book. You know, if you're programming something and you need to know what the answer is as to how to do it, you can do research and look it up. But not in a test, because the test has nothing to do with reality.
Yeah, and some people do better with tests or not. But the problem is that in this situation, when you're grading children, when you're testing children, when you're then looking at the classes, how they're doing well on tests and schools by tests, what happens is that then the teachers are forced to teach to the test. And what mm-hmm. you're learning is different than what you used to learn. You don't learn the critical thinking skills. You don't spend that much time writing essays. You're writing, you're doing different things than you used to do. But the problem is that that might do well for the test. You might end up your school doing well with your scores.
Right, but what about the individual students?
Yeah, but when the individual student goes to college, they don't have the skills they need to do well in school because they haven't had that time to learn critical thinking, to spend the time talking with their teachers, talking about ideas, writing long essays, rewriting essays.
I totally share those concerns.
I absolutely agree.
A whole different thing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with this. So, I mean, you know, I guess
But the problem is the corporations have found out that if they influence information, you know, on newspapers, that they can actually make profit off of it.
Sure.
Well, the problem is also that this government system is tied in with the corporations.
And it'll be able to do it if it wasn't a monopoly.
Right. If it wasn't that everyone was forced to pay for this one-size-fits-all system, then you and I could support schools that aren't based on testing. We could send our kids to and send money to. I don't have kids, but I'm happy to send money to schools that I agree with. We could send our money to and donate to those schools that were not focused on testing and instead on individual incentives. And, you know, making everybody who's there the best that they can be. And, Emily, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, you know what? Here we have voucher schools. We have voucher schools in some of the cities. And I have to tell you that that they basically don't have any accountability because they're private corporations sometimes run them, that the individuals who have their kids in the schools can't ask the questions that they can do in a public school. There is no free, you can't demand to see emails. You can't see the budget. You don't know what's happening. And so.
Well, why would you send your kids to a place that, isn't.
Well, what happens is that you send your kids there. What happens here in Wisconsin, in the few cities that have that, is they send the kids to the private school with a voucher.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they find out how bad it is, they take them out and they put them back into the public schools. But the money stays with the voucher school. And so the voucher school...
Sounds like a messed up system.
I am not a supporter of vouchers. I think that vouchers...
So that's what's going on. But we had a voucher school in Racine where, when they opened the school, they didn't have a phone system. They didn't have all the classrooms set up. And then... they didn't know how to do their paperwork, and so it ended up that the teachers didn't get paid for months.
Emily, thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. One of the reasons I think vouchers are a terrible idea is because I think it corrupts the private school system, because then the private schools have to jump through whatever hoops that the government sets
turns
up
them into
to say,
welfare queens.
Right, to say, well, if you want our vouchers and this extra money, dangle out here on a string for you, then you have to teach to these standards, or you have to have this kind of lunch, or you have to have whatever it is the bureaucrats deemed to be appropriate. But if you didn't have a voucher system and instead you just let people keep the money they earn in the first place, then each individual gets to decide, to which school to send money and to which school to send their kids and all that. And what shakes out of that, what schools attract what students, parents create new schools, you would have true innovation, you would have true choice. And if a school wasn't doing what you thought was appropriate, you wouldn't be forced to pay for that. Makes sense to me. What about you? What do you think? And also, more on the truancy issue here in moments, because there's a lot more examples of what different school systems are doing to squeeze as much money out of you as possible.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-466-5523. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-466-5523. That's 800-466-5523. Call 800-466-5523.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want and do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. Though the overarching topic here tonight has been the government school system and its ever failing concepts and ideas that are forced upon you at the threat of violence, because, you know, if you don't pay property taxes, they'll come take your house from you, and if you don't want to leave your house when they come take it from you, they're probably going to get violent with you. But ultimately, that's what backs up this system. And to me, that's wrong. You know, I think that if you've got a good thing, and I think education's a good thing in general, the concept, I like it. I think if you've got a good thing, people are going to support it voluntarily. People are going to consent to educating people. They're going to pay for the education out of their own pocket. People who don't have kids are going to donate money to the system because they know that educating young people is a good idea for the future of the society in which they live.
Also, generally the free market is significantly more efficient than anything that's ever run by the government, so you don't need as much money to run these schools and educate kids as you do currently under the current system. And it may be multiples of times, less money. It's difficult to know.
Right. So we'll take your calls, your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find banner graphics you can use. You can get real printable graphics that you can, you know, put flyers up in places or hand them out to people. There's so flyers and banners and other stuff like high-res graphics, vector graphics of our logo that you can use to, I don't know, print your own t-shirt or something if you want.
Make a thing you fly behind a plane, whatever.
Yeah, that's a possibility too. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com, and that would be pretty cool, Mark, if somebody actually had a Free Talk Live plane banner thing. So, once again, promote.freetalklive.com. Right back into your calls and thoughts. Shane's on the road, listening in Indiana to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Shane.
Hey, fellas. I'm just calling about the previous caller that seems to think it's all right to steal other people's money to send his kid to what, you know, he thinks is, you know, maybe it is a, you know, a school that scores high on the test standards or whatever. And if that's working for him, then that's great. He should be able to pay his money to the school. You know, I choose to homeschool my children. You know, I've got four children. One of them goes to public school. Three, we homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
One of them lives outside of the home, you know, lives with me part time. But, you know, I made $45,000 last year, and I can promise you that I didn't spend, you know, $9,000 on the three children that I do homeschool. You know, and it, every time I turn around, they're getting in our pockets, you know, digging in them. We got property tax, you know, we've got a higher wheel tax where I live, you know, for money for the public schools, you know, so you don't put your tags. And I recently got pulled over, had to buy the tags, get pulled over in another county. Or they send me to, you know, the court. They tell me if I get the tags, they'll dismiss the ticket. So I bring my wife brings the information down there, and they say, well, great. You know, the tags have been out for over 60 days, so we're going to give you a reduced rate fine of $118. It ain't go before the judge. So I called them and said, what's this all about? You told me that, you know, you're going to dismiss it, said, well, the judge gives me, this is the court clerk, says the judge didn't, you know, rule on this. He just gives me the authority to dismiss it if it's under 60 days. And if it's over 60 days, you get a reduced rate fine. I said, well, I want to appeal it. And she says, you know, well, it's going to cost you $50 to appeal it. Well, I bickered with her for a while, and she waived the fine for a new fee for a new court date. But my thing to her was, ma'am, you know, would you come to my house and steal a $100 bill or $118 out of my wife's purse, you know, that was listed as grocery money? And she says, no, sir, I'm not. I said, well, what is any different than what you're doing? I said, we live on $100 a week grocery budget, and you're digging in our pockets, you know, to pay for your new jail because I didn't have tags in my car to pay for the public school system that my kids don't go to. And somehow this man thinks that it's okay, you know, that everybody else pay to send his kids to a school that he thinks is great. I just think that's
frustrating.
Ludicrous. Yeah, this is one of the things about the public system that just doesn't get said, is this is middle-class welfare. Look, and it hasn't gotten said this evening, but if you have a conversation about government school long enough, it's bound to be said, well, how are the poor people going to get educated? And it's a great question, and I think we need to, you know, look at that. But let's not say for a second here that public schools across this nation are intended to educate poor people. I go to that public school... and in my town, and I drive by, and there's lots of cars in the parking lot that are a lot nicer than my car. You know, the fact is that these schools are being, you know, middle class, in some cases upper middle class people are going to these schools. Why in the world aren't these people paying some kind of tuition to send their kids elsewhere? If you want to send poor people to school and you want to have the government do it, have some kind of system, you know, for assistance for sending poor people to school. Then you'll have private schools, which almost everybody would agree are better than government schools, and the poor kids could go to the better schools.
Shane, thanks for your call and thoughts. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. I don't think we need to have any kind of centralized bureaucracy taking care of anybody, because I think that people are concerned about poor folks. You know, the common viewpoint is that people, and my perspective is that people are good, but a lot of people believe that people are not. People are inherently evil, and they're just going to take all their money, they're going to put it under a mattress, and they hate children, and they hate the community, and these people should be forced to pay for things. And I just don't think that there are that many of those people out there. And if it is true that people are evil by nature, then that's an argument against having a centralized bureaucracy that those evil people could then get in charge of, and then they could foist their evil on everybody else. So, you know, you either believe one way or the other, right?
No, you could believe that some people are good or some people are bad, but then you'd have to ask yourself, wouldn't bad people be drawn to a system of coercion, you know, a system where they can force other people to do it? What I believe is, generally, some people are more disposed to being selfish than others, but most people respond to incentives.
That's what I'm saying. Don't you think most people are good? I mean, you could. I suppose there's a third position where you believe that exactly half the people in the world are good and half the people in the world are bad. Seems unlikely. It seems like most people believe one way or the other, that most are good or most are evil.
I think they want to be good. They just don't know what good is. And good isn't stealing, and I don't care if it's the government that does it.
Yeah, good is not threatening your neighbor in order to get them to do the things that you think are good.
I find that many people's minds recoil at the idea of government taxes being theft, but I can't find them to be anything else. If taking money from somebody that they didn't give you willingly is stealing, then if the government does it, it must be the same thing. Then someone tends to jump to the utilitarian argument. Well, how will we pay for X? And what I would respond to that person is, look, slavery was immoral, and the argument, how will we pick the cotton, is not a valid reason for slavery.
Indeed. Let's go to Revel, listening in Virginia to WCHB in Charlottesville. Hey, Revel.
We should have enslaved some of y'all Yankees down here instead of the black folks. I find it amusing.
I'm not a Yankee.
I find it amusing that you guys up there are cusping the precipice of April 19th in New York, which could turn out to be Lexington Green once again.
What are you talking about? I am totally lost.
Yeah, you're going to have to catch us up here, Rebel.
April 19th.
By the way, we're both from Florida.
We know more than you guys do. That's when the registration and confiscation under Cuomo comes in New York.
Oh.
And you guys are arguing about who's paying whose school bills. We're on the verge of something serious going down in this country because the last straw is our guns.
It's always
the guns. Oh, yeah? Well, why weren't there any other straws before the guns? You know, why weren't there any other straws before the guns? I mean, you know, why do you have to wait till the last straw?
Because people in America are lazy and they're comfortable.
Yeah.
And when they get out of their comfort zone the gun is the last thing that protects them, their household, everything.
I agree with you.
They'll stretch on freedom of speech and this and that and the other. Who uses their Fifth Amendment rights on a daily basis? Who's worried about Tenth Amendment rights on a daily basis?
I agree with you that, I think people will use speech on a daily basis, but I tend to agree with you that, that the right to keep a weapon in order to protect yourself is a human right. But I don't know, I think that often there are some people out there that will say things like, you know, it's the finals, last stand against tyranny.
Yeah, well, you guys ought to check out what your National Guard's doing right now, because down here,
They're not my National Guard.
You can have them. So you don't live in New Hampshire then, I guess.
No. Just because I live in New Hampshire doesn't mean they're my National Guard.
Yeah, they're not my president.
Well,
it's not my president. It's not my government.
That's great y'all feel that way because they're my friends down here that serve our country. And
are your friends going to take your guns from you?
The government is training them right now. No, absolutely not.
What do you got to worry about? Thanks for the call, man. 855-453. I don't know if I trust them like you do. I think that a lot of those guys, when they're told to do something, they're going to do it. More coming up. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.